It was definitely probably the biggest blind side I've ever experienced in my life, besides being like horrifically cheated on by somebody. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a moving train. We had all the parts in action. It was 2 years worth of writing, 2 years worth of saving, 2 years worth of touring. And it was just hours before doors were supposed to open that we pulled the plug. And it was just, you know, it was one of those things that I felt like every minute, every second, like the reality of what was happening was changing. And I'm sure that, you know, it's just like any big historical event that happened. Like, I mean, I was tiny when 9/11 happened, but I remember sitting in the classroom when it happened. And I think that that experience is really similar for that weekend of March 13th and March 14th, because I remember every second of that day. I remember every second of the night before. And you know, it's just like I was on the phone back and forth with Danny Shea, who's the promoter for the Southern and the Jefferson in Charlottesville. And he, you know, he was really there for me that day. He and I were on the phone, I mean, like all day long, back and forth, just like he was like, you know, I feel like it's pretty much a lose-lose situation, but I support you in whatever your call is, which was, you know, kind of the worst and the best thing that a friend and a promoter could do, because it left the ball in my court. And it just, you know, it felt like we didn't have enough information yet. It felt like it was really far away from home, but it also felt like there was only one option. And it was so early in the scheme of things that there were a lot of people, not necessarily who were like upset with us for making that call, but there were a lot of people who were just like, you know, arms in the air, like, what the hell? Like, are you seriously doing this? Like, hours before doors open. People who were, you know, had like were traveling from out of town and, you know, had like gotten lodging in Charlottesville and stuff. And it just was like, you know, trust me, we are absolutely gut-wrenchingly devastated about this, but it just seems like there's only one answer. And yeah, it was really hard. We canceled, you know, our entire tour. We canceled everything. And you know, it's really hard to have your entire van full of vinyl and CDs and new merch, and you're just sitting there and you're ready to play the show, and then all of a sudden it feels like the world stops and that's it. And that's what happened. It was one of those things that felt like it was the worst thing that could possibly happen to an independent artist. Like, it felt like our world was ending, but at the same time, we were just a tiny little thing that was going on in the world. And that is the main issue that I took away from it, was this isn't about us. It's not about our album release. It's not about this show. You know, things are about to get really, really bad. And again, it's just like, you know, it's like, what would I regret most 2 years from now? You know, would I regret not being able to play that show, or would I regret possibly hosting a super spreader event? Like, easy, easy call.